Incoming guild transmission. Code: November. Echo: Whiskey. Whiskey. Alpha: Victor. Echo. Welcome to the Guild of Calamitous podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Rilo. I'm your vet fan.
I'm Garden. I'm your baby fan.
And this is Guild of Calamitous podcast, an unofficial Venture Brothers rewatch podcast. How's it going? We've been putting off recording this.
We have been. We've been. Things keep happening. This isn't like us being lazy. Things keep happening.
No, it's not. It's not, and I'm trying so hard to figure out stuff to fill this void that we keep thrusting upon you. I promise, dear listeners, I'm working on it.
We're trying. We're very busy. Things keep happening. You were injured in a chair incident.
In a chair incident, yeah. I was in a rocking chair outside of my house, and it ceased
to be a chair.
It ceased to be a chair. I heard it crack, and my mom said, "Oh yeah, I think my friend broke the chair." But before she could like sort of finish that sentence,
you were on the ground.
I was on the ground.
You're in pain.
So I have a bruised back, but I'm fine.
You're fine, but things have been getting in the way.
But we're here. Hey, so. Before we get started, I need to mention Doc Hammer has a new band, and it's called Pageant Girls, and we'll link. I know he's a pageant girl now.
Are we going to crown him queen? Is he going to win?
I think he might win. He might win. But we'll be linking. We'll be linking the introduction video, and you can follow them on Instagram at Pageant Girls Band. It's some good music if you're familiar with like The Weep and Doc's other music. It's a little different. It's a little different than his usual stuff.
A little fancy.
Well, fancy. So yeah, which I guess that plays into this episode pretty well.
The fancy?
No, bands. What's your favorite new wave band?
Oh God. I will insert mine in post. that involves thinking.
That involves thinking that
you should have prepared me for this. I don't listen to a lot of new wave.
You don't listen to a lot of new wave. That's fair.
I'm very much my father's daughter in that I listen to a lot of Blue Oyster Cult.
Wow. Well,
an obscene amount of Blue Oyster Cult. I listen to a lot of those classic 70s and 80s. Punk, grunge, alternative rock. And recently I've just been on a lot of video game soundtracks, so there's not a lot.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of...
And because I spend most of my time in the studio, there's just a lot of, like, lo-fi mixes right now, because that's kind of generic.
See, I listen to lo-fi whenever I'm, like, going to sleep.
I put it on as like store music
because it puts me to sleep.
I put it on as store music because it's just kind of chill, and we keep
it's chill. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Zen.
It's good.
It's good. But yeah, I don't listen to a lot of new wave overall, I would say. So
that's fair.
I will have to insert mine here,
and that is great because. I mean, I'm sure they're a wonderful band. They gotta love post-production. I just actively reference when we have to.
Oh no, I'm leaving all that in.
I'd probably go with Talking Heads. Mm. They're my favorite. And that is probably in part to like
your dad.
My dad. My dad's a huge Talking Heads and David Byrne fan. So
yeah.
And the Tom Tom Club, you know. So that's where I'm at.
That's fair.
And probably wondering what is to do with this episode.
New wave.
We'll get there. We will get there as I lead us into this episode. Entitled Maybe No Go, a reference to Duran Duran.
As you must.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Yeah.
At least I think it's a reference to Duran Duran. I'm not entirely sure.
We might be wrong. Please correct us.
Please correct us. Please correct us for We Are Children. Written by Doc Hammer. And you can tell.
Yep.
Directed by Jackson Publick with an original air date of February 7th, 2016. Its episode number is 65.
Our cast, quite nice.
Not quite nice. We're getting closer to nice. Our cast of characters and voice casts for this episode are as follows. James Urbaniak as Dr. Venture and Jonas Venture Jr. Patrick Warburton as Brock Sampson. Michael Center Nicholas as Dean Venture, Chris McCulloch as Hank Venture, the Monarch, Pete White, Augustus St. Cloud, Pirate Captain, and Sergeant Hatred, Doc Hammer as Dr. Mrs. the Monarch, Henchman 21, Billy Quizboy, Shore Leave, and Massachusetts Pirate, Hal Lublin as Wide Whale and Manolo, Kate McKinnon as Redusa, and Larry Murphy as Fallen Archer and Zoo Worker. So, I mean, it was going to happen eventually. We got to get Billy and Pete involved. Oh, yeah,
we need Pilly and Beat. Pilly and Beat back.
Pilly and Beat back.
Yes.
We are having a rough time.
I am so sorry.
No, you got to get Pilly and Pete back. And like I said last episode, the bulk of the season is sort of getting everyone back together and set up in this new world of New York City. Where, unfortunately, Billy and Pete, they're still in Colorado in a trailer.
The horror.
Trying to make a chocolate chip cookie.
Mint chocolate chip cookies with mouthwash.
It's such a horrible idea.
Listerine does not a good cookie ingredient make.
No. And we get probably the most beautiful Godzilla-esque battle scene to start the episode out.
Oh, yeah.
With Billy Quizboy and the Pink Pilgrim, complete with their own intro sequence that does include
Robot Beauregard
is full name, and Pete wrestling a shark,
which is a vibe,
and Billy just skateboarding, just chilling. Like, the whole intro sequence there is,
it's exquisite,
it's delightful.
Every time they change up the intro sequence, I'm just so happy. Because it's always amazing.
Yeah, no, they never let us down with the intro. And the fact that St. Cloud is so accommodating to their busy schedule.
We need to reschedule.
They rescheduled their battle. Because St. Cloud got something very, very important, which, as someone who did not grow up in the 80s, he got the Please Please Tell Me ball from the music video of the same name that supposedly has supernatural powers that influenced the new romantic pop culture movement. Without the Please Please Tell Me ball, the new romantics never, New Romantics would never have happened, and Duran Duran would be a jock rock band.
It's so much.
Like,
this is the direction that they decided to go. I love it. I love
it's,
it.
And I should note, it's from the music video for the song, Is There Something I Should Know? And there's something you should know. If given the opportunity, this probably would have been the special that we got instead of Gargantuan 2. Apparently the exec at Adult Swim at the time did not like Billy and Pete, so that's like the only
reason. That's horrible.
He didn't get this mass. That, and I don't think you could sustain that for 40 minutes. From 40 to like 60 minutes. I don't think you could draw really that
good, out. I think you could get a really good heist.
Not without paying a shit ton of royalties.
But think of the opportunities.
But think of the
madness.
And Duran Duran did acknowledge them, by the way. They acknowledged.
We see you. We know.
That they saw it. Yeah, we see you. We see you. We hear you. We feel you.
We know where you sleep.
But don't. We know where you sleep. Duran Duran is omnipresent. I'll be dead honest. I've listened to a couple of songs by Duran Duran.
I've probably listened to some Duran Duran, not of my own volition.
Like I maybe have listened to more. Like I've sought out like a couple of Duran Duran songs, but it's not like it's something I've actively like. I'm sure I've heard it in like a grocery store or something, because that's like the sort of stuff that's playing in grocery stores now is.
No, the stuff that's playing in grocery stores now is stuff that came out when we were kids. I hate to break that to you.
No, it's Led Zeppelin.
That is,
swear to God.
I will say the weirdest. What would be your weirdest grocery store music? Like, I recognize this.
Led Zeppelin was weird.
I can actually top this. So I was in a liquor store in Pennsylvania. First of all, the story starts there. You know it's just going to go downhill. I was introduced to a band called Griffin by my parents when I was a teenager that does medieval rock.
I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy like a couple bottles of wine so I can get blasted. It's the weekend. And I go in and I'm like, wait a fucking second. Are they playing Opening Move? And they were. They were playing Griffin. I'm like, I am the only person in this liquor store right now who knows this. And I'm sitting there having like an existential crisis of like, no one else. No one knows. No I am one alone. Knows I'm alone.
The trouble I've seen. Yeah, there's a song by Led Zeppelin that is very much just sex. Like that was playing in a Hy-Vee on a Sunday evening.
I mean, this does not surprise me.
And that kind of killed me a little bit because I thought that was it was hilarious. Cause like, who do you think is in a Hy-Vee on a Sunday evening?
You.
It's like, that's fair. Fair. I needed my ice cream.
See?
I had earned that ice cream, god damn it.
See? Now you know the kind of people who will be at a grocery store at 8 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Fair.
valid. So, it's gonna be a Billy and Pete episode. There are a plot, my friends. A B plot being how Dr. Venture is completely tanking Ventech.
in the most spectacular, we are talking straight down, nosedive.
Just devastation.
Financial ruin.
Which sounds about right.
I mean, that tracks.
And it doesn't help that his only financial advisor is back on Trank Darts.
Look.
Which we'll get more into that.
you gotta shoot me with them darts, man.
He really wants some darts. I could use
a tranquilizer.
A highlight moment from this episode is probably Brock carrying Pirate Captain after retrieving him from the polar bear enclosure at the zoo.
Sir, get out of the bear cage. Shoot me.
He wants, and then he's pointing like Brock's actual gun at him, at his neck.
Like, no.
Not a great gun. Pirate. Which they bring up the fact that Pirate Captain doesn't have an actual name. He is just Pirate Captain.
He is Pirate Captain.
Pirate
J. Captain, Esquire.
So, one of the things I've been hinted at throughout the Venture Brothers is the EMA levels, which they get explained fully a few episodes from now, but the Monarch's EMA level is insanely low now.
I mean, it's fair. He used to have a horde of minions and a giant floating battle cocoon.
Now
he's got 21.
He has 21 and a bus dilapidated pass. House.
And a bus pass.
And a wife like... who's on the council. Like, that's about the only thing. He has... No, he also has Manolo. Manolo's a henchman now. So...
Not officially, Manolo, though.
He might as well be. He's number uno.
At this point, he's family.
We love Manolo. I love Manolo so much.
He's a great family. Character.
You're paying for the quality.
But he has a bus pass, his wife's job, and the one henchman who will stick to him through everything. And Manolo.
Yeah. And Manolo.
Like, this does not a giant flying cocoon make.
Yeah, so since he can't get Dr. Venture, because one, Wide Whale now has arching rights. And two, his EMA level is so fucking low. He's got to take out everyone underneath, but like that's ahead of him.
Because if Wide Whale decides to like.
Yeah, there is like. Pyramid. There is a pyramid of.
Everyone who gets rights before.
Monarch.
Yeah. It's quite the list.
Yeah. It is. And they start plucking away at that list. Right away,
as soon as possible.
More so in the coming episodes, they really pick up the pace.
But they really get in. Yeah, they're like, no, we are doing this now.
Yeah, and we also get more of sort of how I explained before. There's this underbelly to
the New York criminal.
The New York protagonist antagonist game, where, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, you pay protection fee.
I don't squish you like bug. It's a big mafia thing.
Yeah, it's my car mob, which makes sense because it's New York. And I just spent like the last week watching all of The Sopranos. So
Jesus Christ.
It was on HBO. They're like marathoning them in preparation for the new movie, which was not great. Just a heads up, Many Saints of Newark, I didn't care for it, but I get what they were trying to do. It's a mafia vibe because that's the culture that New York would have.
Criminals, yes.
It's
for antagonists.
Criminal underbelly. Which is what Wide Whale is.
He's the godfather. He's the god whale.
He's the head of a of He's the head of the family, yeah.
The God Whale.
Poor Fallen Archer, though. Him having to deal with... This envelope is lighter than it should be because Dr. Venture didn't pay Cal because he has OSI. Dr. Venture
was like, mm-mm.
He has OSI.
I've got OSI. I do not need your lily-livered blue wheel.
Which you know, leads to Wide Whale's first hit on Ventec. But our A-plot, let's get back to our A-plot.
Let's get back to Billion.
St. Cloud is just a really bad, awful, just the worst kind of person. And it's not like he's evil. He's just the worst kind of... He has Henrietta Pussycat, and he's using just Henrietta,
a dick.
He has money. He has money, and he'll use the money. Like, you know, like, that's his superpower. He has money.
He's just a dick.
And he's a dick. And the fact that he has the please tell me ball is only worsened by the fact he also has the pyramid that supposedly can time travel.
So apparently
it can't do any of this. He just has set pieces from music videos. You don't know
this. You don't know this, though. This is never confirmed or denied.
It's set pieces from a music video.
However, in this universe, it is never confirmed or denied that their time traveling properties.
There are, but it's not the Grover Cleveland wardrobe. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the Grover Cleveland presidential wardrobe. It is the pyramid from a music video.
From the Billy 80s. Is very attached to.
Billy really is.
He's doing a concern.
Pete sees it what it is. Billy's doing a concern, like a hardcore concern. And I love that the whole time his arm is extended because he shot it out to like do some grappling shit. Yeah,
and it won't retract.
And it won't retract because it doesn't have the mechanics in it to do that. So he's just dragging his arm and
like some kind of strange, you know, fishbowl on a leash
type situation.
Like when you put a fishbowl on a skateboard, you take your fish for a walk.
Yeah, that's the sort of situation we got going on. Pirate Captain, by the way,
he's sobering up.
Sobering up. He has another one of my favorite homages. Train Spotting. They recreate this Train Spotting scene, getting yourself off of heroin.
Yep.
Complete with the creepy hallucination and the baby.
Yeah.
Like they did a really good job, and they did that. And also I really hope that kitten is living its best life at Ventec, because we never see it again. But
that cat has been adopted by some kind of janitor crew and is fat and happy.
Like I hope so. I really hope so.
That is now the intern's cat.
The interns, yeah, like
yeah, they and interns. They feed. They might have some intern that they've forgotten about, but the interns are feeding it like scraps of McDonald's. It is a fat, happy cat, and that is the only end that I will accept.
Yeah,
that it is a fat and happy cat.
Also, you know, the Monarch in 21, they decide the first person they're picking off is Redusa. I bet you can guess what she does. What a name. The power to shrink. The power to shrink with the snakes. And the fact that they offer her a pen, like, that's all they can offer her. Like, again, really?
It looks like it's a really nice ballpoint, though, and those are very hard to come by.
Do you want a really nice Monarch ballpoint pen?
Hell yes. You can
keep it. Okay, you just have to sign over your arching rights.
Look, coming across a really good free pen is like coming across, like, a chocolate bar. That's been stuck in your locker, and you're like, oh crap, I've got chocolate. Wait, what? And when you find that really good pens are important. I will die on my hill of, I have like one pen that I'm like, I love this pen.
So Wide Whale's plan is to attack Ventec. He tunnels. He's a tunneler. And he breaches up in a massive whale drill thing.
Which is beautiful.
And it's a setup. I love that it's a setup and that Hatred and Brock work together on it. Because it had to happen so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Fake mask made by Dean in an art class. Sabotaging the villain's headquarters in the meantime. Like, it's really good. And then going out for a drink after. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad that they could find Hatred a place within this new universe. Because he does seem out of place. Because there's no place really to put him.
But now they found
Brock's
it.
Brock's doing his job again. Yeah. They found this sort of slot, this new role for him. And we love to see it. And Dean comes up with the great idea to save the company. Why not start doing...
Have some tech? Have some of the, like the popular tech?
But also...
A little bit of speculative science. Little sprinkle.
Yeah, why not? Why not hire some people for spec ops? There you go.
Divisions are important. So like, we get Pete and Billy.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Who Pete and Billy, who have to get the please tell me ball back, they have given their whole life. They've signed over their whole life to St. Cloud.
The company.
Their company, Robot Beauregard, everything.
The trailer.
Their whole life. Now,
their clothes.
I love that line. It's the person who owns our life. Tell him to die. That is like, there's some really, that's like a really good line.
Me?
Yeah. Me yelling at.
Me yelling at the
person who.
I don't have to yell that at my Fed loan servicer anymore because Fed loan isn't servicing. But St. Cloud has sold the company.
St. Cloud sold the company to Ventec.
And therefore, has sold Pete and Billy.
Yeah, so they now belong to Ventec. And the big reveal of what happened in Wide Whales is, Brock went to the zoo today. Have you been to the zoo in a while, Hatred? Put a polar bear surrounded by balloons in with...
Surprise!
In at Wide Whales' living room. I guess it's just, it's such,
I mean, like, you know that kind of like dick prank where you like fill somebody's like dorm or car with balloons?
Yeah, it's that.
This is that, but with the addition of a predator,
but also polar bear,
but also angry polar bear.
Yeah, because that polar bear's not happy. That polar bear's been tranked today. That polar bear's been dragged across New York
into this very lush penthouse and left probably very hungry
with balloons
and a fish, a very large fish. Tasty fish,
a big fish, big so fish. This is their roundabout way of getting Pete and Billy into. So that's one more
Pete
thing.
Pete and Billy are now the
list.
Speculative science division of Ventec.
So they're now in New York.
Hey.
Which brings the list of things that they need to sort of bring in and settle into the new universe down one more thing. You don't have to worry about Conject Tech because they're there now. Now all we need is the triad. and everything will feel more, and they'll get there. The triad will get there. Don't worry. It might not be this season, but they'll get there. Working on it. That's maybe no go in my roundabout rambling.
That's about the right.
Of an episode. It should be on record that I also had no outline for this. I had no outline, and I am in pain. Next week, next episode, we're gonna look at Faking Miracles, another Jackson Public penned episode. I'm gonna a lot. So yeah, check out Pageant Girls on Instagram, Pageant Girls Band, and check us out on all of our social media too at Guild Podcast on Instagram.
We're funny
Twitter,
most of the time,
Facebook.
I swear.
We have a Patreon now. Toss a coin to your Witcher. You know, we got stuff in the works to try to fill the void that we keep creating. I promise.
We are very sorry things keep happening.
But we're working on it. We're working on a way to
streamline this.
Streamline this and fill your ear holes and eye holes with delicious goodness.
Fun and mayhem.
So, and it's the only way we know how?
I think we shall.
Go Team Venture. We love you guys.
Have a great night.